Large areas of East Talkeetna are under several inches of water, affecting about 100 homes. The Talkeetna River began to rise Wednesday night and breached its banks on Thursday morning, flowing into East Talkeetna. A rock riprap levee on the northwest edge of the town was breached about 11 a.m. today, prompting evacuation notices from the local fire chief, Ken Farina. Emergency operations were organizing to start a sandbag operation in East Talkeetna when reports of a rapidly rising Susitna River raised concerns of widespread flooding. Captain Tim Morgan with Talkeetna Fire and Rescue says the limited resources on hand today were first used to evacuate the town.
This morning when we identified the water levels running rapidly, that was going to be our first attempt at mitigating any water damage. It rose so rapidly that we changed our priorities more to notifying the residents that it may be best to evacuate the area.
Robin Radline from the National Weather Service is the hydrologist in charge of the Alaska Pacific Forecast Center and has been monitoring flood conditions in the Susitna Valley. Radline says the rising Susitna River could leave the already flooding Talkeetna River with nowhere to go, causing a bottleneck that could mean more breaching of levees.
The Susitna River is still coming up, and all the way up through the Susitna at Denali and the McLaren at Denali. The Susitna at Gold Creek has taken a small pause in its rise, but it will keep coming up after that when the other water comes from upstream. And it'll come down here then. Right now you've got about 80,000 CFS, cubic feet per second. That's a lot of water in the Susitna. And you've only got about 70,000 cubic feet per second in the Talkeetna. So basically this one's going to try to push the Talkeetna back a little. The channel's not going to be big enough for both of them.
With the majority of people removed from town, emergency workers organized remaining volunteers to begin sandbag work in downtown Talkeetna to limit encroaching water coming into Main Street from the Susitna River. A shortage of sandbags has limited the amount of preventative measures for Main Street and riverfront areas of downtown Talkeetna. Chris Love is working as an emergency responder and swift water rescue. At 2 o'clock, he was tasked with coordinating the sandbag efforts on Main Street in Talkeetna, where the town and riverfront meet.
Well, we had a quick talk about it as the water level rose. It's been coming up pretty quick here at Front Beach, so this is kind of our low point, and the decision was made to start sandbagging that. We're just kind of in a standby mode, and we're waiting for sandbags. We just have a shortage of sandbags, so that's what we're doing right now.